morning, this is Sakura and Ella with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Queenslanders are urged to vaccinate their kids against meningococcal after an outbreak in the far north. The warning comes after the Tropical Public Health Services are investigating a third probable case of meningococcal B in Cairns. According to the Australian Immunisation Register data, less than 66% of children up to 2 years old and under 14% of 15 to 20-year-olds are not vaccinated. The health department has warned the disease can be fatal and has said it can kill within hours, so early diagnosis and treatment is vital. Queensland Chief Health Officer Dr. John Garrod told the Courier Mail, "I urge Queensland families to book in for their vaccine with their GP right away and get protected against this deadly disease." Under the government's meningococcal B vaccination program, infants less than 12 months old and young people between 15 and 19 are eligible for the free vaccine. Queensland's Education Minister Di Farmer has announced a $71 million incentive program to tackle teacher shortages across Queensland. The program offers student teachers $5,000 for their final placement, with additional incentives for those working in North, Central and Far North Queensland. Pre-service teachers in these regions receive an extra $5,000 and new teachers can earn up to $20,000 over 4 years. The initiative aims to encourage more teachers to stay in regional areas and address widespread staff shortages in the education sector. Ms. Farmer says, "Teachers are more likely to stay once they become familiar with these communities." Our next news is national. The following story involves sensitive topics, including suicide. Viewer discretion is advised. Tragic statistics have been revealed following the Royal Commissioner's report into defence and veteran suicide. Research estimates every 4 hours a veteran has suicide-related contact with paramedics or police, with an average of 3 deaths of serving and ex-serving defence members by suicide every fortnight. Chair of the Commission, Nick Caldas, has said, "The problem contributing to this national tragedy are now undeniable and must be dealt with once and for all. If you or someone you know is struggling with your mental health, you can reach the Defence Member and Family Helpline 24/7 on the number 1800 624 608.
Menabadoma Indigenous residents are shocked by plans to demolish their homes to make way for infrastructure and roads connected to the new Kakadu tourism hub. Jabiru Town Camp Leader Kevin Bulawana has become concerned about the increasing demolition of houses by the Mara traditional owner body. In an interview with ABC, Kevin said, "I think they are just slowly getting rid of us, and that is why they want to demolish the houses." The redevelopment plan aims to boost tourism and create economic opportunities. However, it may not cater to the needs of local Indigenous communities. In international news, former Venezuelan opposition candidate president has fled to exile after threats against his life. Edmundo Gonzalez has been granted asylum in Spain after several threats and an official order of arrest from the current party ruling Venezuela, the United Socialist Party. Gonzalez is the legitimate winner of the last presidential election and is the current hope to end Venezuela's 2 decades of single-party rule. A few hours after his departure, he said in a voice message, "I trust that we will soon continue our fight to achieve our freedom and the restoration of Venezuela's democracy." The streets of Venezuela's capital had a mood of despair and loss this Sunday. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with cloud cover. It is currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4ZZZ.org.au/news.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners.